experience God. So excited to be with the family of God. How many believe that trusting in Jesus is very, very important?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, I don't know if he's got that picture or not that I asked him to. Okay. He's going to sit, wait a minute. And I really appreciate y'all for trusting in the Lord. I really believe. I don't know if y'all can see that real well or not. But as you can tell, that ladder is not leaning on anything. And so I just, you know, they say that's the reason why women live longer than men. Somebody told me that. but I just wanted to show that picture today to show you what trust really means. As you can see, I don't know if y'all can see. The projector wasn't working, and so we took it down to check it out and everything, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, okay? And so we put the ladder up, and they're holding it there, and do you see trust being displayed right now? Do you see trust? Amen. You know, some of us don't even trust God that much, do we? You know, we don't trust God that much, and to trust men? To trust men to do this? Wow. A lot of us, we'll go over a bridge. We'll trust a bridge more than we will God, won't we? But I'm talking about trusting God through all the problems. I don't care what you're going through. When you trust God, He will see you through. He will see you through. How many is ready for the Word?
Amen.
Amen. How many appreciates Doug?
Amen.
Amen. He will see you through. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Lord tells us this. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy. Everybody say abundant mercy.
Amen.
Now, it's not according to our works. Did He say according to the biggest church in the community?
No.
Did He say according to the most smart person in the world? He said, according to His abundant mercy. Everybody say, abundant.
Abundant.
When I hear people brag on themselves, I'm like, hold up. Don't brag on yourself. Brag on the abundant mercy that God has given. Who, according to His abundant, oh, it's on the wall. Who, according to His abundant mercy, has begotten us. Now, where else is the word begotten used? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. How he has, praise God, this is good. He has also begotten us again, born again by His Spirit.
Amen.
So that makes us, hallelujah, that makes us identified with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if that doesn't make you want to get happy and doesn't make you want to shout and get excited, I don't know what will. Listen, for God so loved me that I became born again.
Amen.
And He's begotten us again to a living hope. Notice it doesn't say a dead hope. It says, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a living hope.
Right.
Some of us, we live our lives as though we have a dead hope, don't we? What do we do after Sunday? Monday morning, we go to work. Oh, man, I just don't know. Listen, Jesus says you worship Him, and you worship Him like you have a living hope on Sunday morning. You need to do it on Monday. You need to do it on Tuesday. You need to do it on Wednesday. Listen, it is 24/7. We have a living hope. And we need to live like it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to live like it on Facebook. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We need to live like it on Twitter. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen, it doesn't matter what kind of social media outlet you're on, whatever job you have, whatever career you have a living hope. And God says you need to live like it. You have been begotten by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Amen. How many knows it's good to get excited about God?
Amen.
So He has begotten us to a living hope. Listen, He's alive in me. Listen, on Monday, I may not feel the best, but I still have a living hope. On Tuesday, my relationships may not be the best, but I still have a living hope. And I'm here to tell you there is hope for your marriage. There is hope for your family. There is hope for anything that you go through. We have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They say, how do you know we have hope? He's not in the tomb anymore. What does it say right here? Verse 3. He has begotten us again to a living hope through what? The resurrection. Listen, the tomb is empty. What's your problem? The tomb is empty. Why are you going through this trouble? Listen, since the tomb is empty, I don't have to live an empty life. I can live a life that is full of the glory of God. And then we go to the next verse, in verse 4. He says, He has begotten us through the resurrection. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Look at that. If you're not a Christian, you don't have an inheritance. So you're pretty plain today. Well, I need to be. If you're not a Christian, listen, I'm a Christian. I'm looking for the day where there'll be no more sickness anymore. I'm looking for the day there'll be no more sickness. Listen, hallelujah. No more baldness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more. I got to go to the gas station to fill. Listen, all these troubles, listen, right now what we're going through is nothing compared to the glory that rests for us. And we have a resurrection in heaven. And some people say, well, this man gets true. He gets really excited. He gets really excited. When you know you're going to heaven like me, you get excited. You talk about Lord, can someone back me up in here today? I said, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? So He has begotten us to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away. Listen, it won't fade away. It's there to stay. It is continuous, reserved. Everybody say reserved. In heaven for you. Me. How many likes to eat at a Cracker Barrel? That's my favorite restaurant. I love to eat at Cracker Barrel. And one day they told us we had a really long wait. I mean, 40 minutes. And man, I was like, you know what? This food is good. I'm going to wait that long because I want this food. Some of us were willing to wait an hour to eat our favorite food, but we're not willing to wait a whole lifetime. Y'all with me? Oh, I know you're ready to eat that roast beef you got cooking today. And you're probably saying, I wish that preacher would be quiet. I wish that... Listen, when you understand that you're going to heaven, the roast beef can wait. The pickled beans can wait. The video games can wait. Hallelujah. Listen, the social media can wait. I'm on my way to heaven. Is anybody going with me? Yeah. Glory. Glory. I said there's the streets of gold. You can't keep yourself. You are kept by the sure you've got an inheritance. Undefiled. Glory to God. Pure. On my way to heaven, and nobody can take it away from me. Listen, if I do go before you, don't think that I'm in the casket. I'm not really in the casket.
My family, they're in heaven. I'm going to get sealed.
And listen, but now for a little while, I'm going to go through trials, but you know what I'm going to do? While I'm going through those trials for a little while, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to go to church every time the doors are open. I'm going to preach the word of God. Listen, we're going to work while it is still day. Everybody say a harvest of souls. We're going to see people give their lives to the Lord. And listen, if we only have a little while, why do we act like we got all the time in the world? Amen.
Amen.
Some of we think we got all the time in the world to do what we I want to do my thing, and I want to sin. I want to do these things. Listen, there is nothing but heartache for you. Get in the house of God. Start serving the Lord. Start doing the will of God. Get away from the distractions of the world. It's nothing but heartache.
Amen.
And we invest all of our time into temporary things. And it has no value. It has no eternal value. Everybody say this. Alive. Always living in view of eternity. Alive. Always living in view of eternity. In everything you do. Amen. So we are kept by the power of God. Verse 7. That the authentic, the genuineness of your faith. Hallelujah. Be much more precious than gold. Glory to God. Well, there's a lot of people in this world love gold more than they do God, don't they? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Isn't it? Man, people, greed runs through people, man, and they'd rather make a dollar than go to church. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Man, they'd rather make a dollar. I've got to do this. I've got to do all this. I've got to make all this. Listen, money won't help you when it comes to the saving of your soul. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by what?
Fire.
May be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, who is found to praise, honor, and glory? Okay, let's read it again. That the genuineness of your faith, whose faith? That our faith may be found to what? Glory. This is good. That our faith may be found to praise, honor, and glory. Listen, though now for a little while we are praising God right now, but when we see Jesus face to face, our faith is going to be found to the, and Jesus is actually going to be praising us, and he's going to be honoring us. So how can you say that? That's what it says. And so when I get to heaven, Jesus is going to be giving me honor, praise. He's going to be giving you honor, praise, and glory because he's found your faith to be real. It wasn't faith. You know the reason why some people don't come to church? Because they see a lot of faith. If people would stop being fake, listen, and if they would start saying, you know what, I go through some problems too. I've been where you've been. But you know what some church people do? They act like they never been through anything. They act like they never sinned. I'm holy, I'm righteous. No. No, you're not. You're righteous because of God's righteousness. Mission that is upon the face of this earth, and if we don't take this seriously like it is the people will not get saved. Do you not agree with me that this is the best thing ever? If it is, then why don't we get together and start working for the kingdom of God? If it is, why don't we tithe our income every week? When the Bible tells us that we should tithe, can I get an amen? You say, oh, it's a money preacher. No, I'm a Bible preacher. It's what the Bible says. Preacher, you're being mean. No, I'm not. I'm just excited. And I'm trying to get it in your spirit that we've got to do this thing seriously. I'm going to ask you again. Is not this the greatest mission?
Yes.
The greatest mission.
Yes.
Then let's live like it.
Yes.
Listen, God has not called us to a Sunday morning religion. He's called us to preach the gospel every day. He's called us to preach the gospel with our actions. He's called us to preach the gospel with our words. Sorry if I'm spitting on you. Well, can I get an amen? The Lord has given us an inheritance that's undefiled. And we say, oh, it's just another church service. No, it's not. We are worshiping the King of Kings who is sitting on the throne, who forever lives. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. And we act like he's still in the tomb. Come on, church. Get it together. Get it with the people. He's not in the tomb. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for my voice because I'm going to preach another hour. Listen, he's not in the tomb. He's sitting on the throne. He forever lives. And since he lives forever, we can live forever. Everybody say amen real loud.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Next verse. Whom have you not seen you love? Now, why did Peter see him? And Peter has the nerve to say, you have not seen. Peter seen these stars. Peter seen Jesus in the flesh. Wow. Isn't that amazing? See, and Peter has the nerve to say, you have not seen? You love? Remember what Jesus told Thomas? Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. And I get this from people all the time. Well, if God was real, I could see him. If God was real, I could see him. Listen, God is so real, he knows you better than you know yourself. It's the third time I'm sitting on this chair. But I'm trying to get you to understand that you've got an inheritance. You are king by the power of God. Well, Pastor, I just don't know if I should work in the nursery. What do you mean you don't know if you should work in the nursery? A late lunch for the kingdom of God. You better wake up, church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And we act like it's not the greatest vision. You know why? Because we're self-centered. All we care about is ourselves. And we need to get rid of that. Start carrying our cross and say, I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to do something for God. People need who in here wants your family to go to hell? I'm sure you don't. When's the last time you witnessed to them? When's the last time you called them? If you really don't want them to go to hell, when's the last time you told them about Jesus? Amen. Listen, if this is the greatest thing ever, if this is the greatest thing ever, then why do we act like it's not? I got a question. Is not this the best thing ever? Is it not? Is it not? Then come to the church when the doors are open. Is it not the best ever? Then let's raise our children and our family in the house of God. Listen, I'm tired of hearing people say,
should do it. I know I should do it. I should do it. Do it! Listen, get away from your self-centeredness and start serving God.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I've never seen this side of the pastor before. Because I understand that some of us need to wake up. Wake up. Listen, if you're a Christian, quit getting on Facebook and cussing.
Amen.
Running people down.
Woo.
Quit getting on Facebook and airing your dirty laundry. It doesn't belong on there. Where's the laundry basket? It belongs in there, you dirty laundry does. Right? Amen. Listen, when people start hearing the good news of Jesus Christ, they'll start changing. But why do you think they'll start changing when you give them your dirty laundry? Dirty laundry don't change anything. But man, when you start talking about Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. What a beautiful name. The greatest mission ever. The greatest vision ever. The Lord is raising us up to heaven. All right. Show the verse. Hallelujah. Show the verse. Go back up. Hallelujah. Who have you not seen, though now you do not see him yet believing? You rejoice with joy unspeakable, inexpressible, and full of, thank you, inexpressible and full of glory. Look at that. You say, okay, what's God's part? According to his abundant mercy, through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, he's begotten us, right? Right? Who are kept by the power of God? You know what our part is? Everybody say, believe. Rejoice. If you will stop complaining and rejoice, if you would go from old me to glory, hallelujah, I know I'm going through something, but God is still God. Everybody say believe. Everybody say rejoice. Two things. That's all you have to do. You know why? Because you are kept by the power of God. According to his abundant mercy. When you understand that, man, it will change your life. All right, y'all listen up. When we have events going on, family day, when we do these things, listen, we're not just doing it so we can eat hamburgers. We're not just doing it so we can eat hot dogs. We are doing it to see people changed.
Amen.
Somebody shout out, amen, and give me a drink of water.
And if God means, listen, if he means a lot to us, we'll get connected to the church. Are you with me? He's a living hope. Living hope. Simply say, Pastor, I got a problem with the pastor. I got a problem with the pastor. Well, you don't have to come here. You don't have to come here. Are you with me? And if you do, just talk to me. I'm a nice guy. I know I didn't act like it while ago. But I'm a nice guy. I'm easy to get along with. But if you don't want to get along with me, right there's your word. Right there's your word. Right there's your word. It's a whole lot easier to go out that way. And you say, Pastor, I can't believe you said that. That's me. No, it's not. I just don't want you dividing the church. I just don't want you stirring up strife, being envious, talking about people. Listen, if you're a Christian, quit causing division in the church. And if you've got something to say, say it to the person. You're not a garbage can, so quit acting like it. Amen. We listen to that gossip, right? We listen to it, listen to it, listen to it. Well, you're just as guilty as the one doing the gossip. Somebody say amen. But if we stop complaining, rejoice and believe, it will change our lives. It will change our lives. Somebody say amen. Listen, are you ready? Some of you are ready to do what? Oh my gosh, he's going to put us on the spot. Listen, we're going forward. Listen, the youth are going to grow. Not just in numbers, but in the spirit, you're going to grow. Listen, when you make together, you youth, don't think, oh, it's just another gathering. No, it is. No, it's not. It's not just another gathering. It is a gathering for the King of Kings. Oh, the Almighty God. Knows me better than I know myself. Praise God. I speak that over your life right now.
Amen.
Who in here is going through trials? Though now for a little while. Though now for a little while. And when you get that in your spirit, when a trouble comes, you're like, well, God's still God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. Full of glory. Listen, all the hurt in the world came.
And listen, guess what? You may be hurt right now. Now's the time to be healed. Now's the time to be healed. Now's the time to get free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you are smiling at me. Some of you are thinking real hard. And some of you are like, man, I better be my best. Everybody say the greatest vision.
The greatest vision.
The greatest thing on the face of the earth. I'm giving myself to you. You agree?
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen.
If you agree, and you agree with this message, and you want to give your best to God, show it. Show it with your action. Show it with your action. But right now, I'm going to call upon you to show one action. You want to give your best to God? Come up here and tell me. Don't you tell me. I'm not God. He is God. You mean it? You tired of not giving your best? Give your best to God. Give your best to Him. He gave us His best. We are growing for Him. God is doing a great thing in our lives. God is doing a great thing in our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we can't do it on our own. We cannot do it on our own.